Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, with the manager of the Cubs, and that is Joe Madden. Great to see you. You've got Northern California connections.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I played in Salinas for a couple years. My good friend of ours, Peter Ciccarelli, recently passed away. Up and down all over this place. Actually winning a World Series against this particular team. Playing in Reno, playing all over the place here, man. San Jose, I really like the area a lot, not just a little bit. It feels, I mean, honestly, there's kind of a home feeling component to it when I get in this area. The weather's spectacular, the vistas, everything. It's just uniquely beautiful.
Joe Madden with us, the manager of the Cubs. Joe, getting into Chicago, and you talk a little bit about the history of Chicago and the goat and then the black cat in 105 years or whatever it is. And now you're the manager. You're facing a lot of history, but it doesn't seem to bother you.
Oh, yeah, I embrace it. I love it. I think it's great. I feel really fortunate to be even considered a part of that. I'm coming in kind of late, and I look at all that stuff, and I just appreciate it. I walk into Wrigley every day, and I say thank you. I stand in the corner of that dugout. I look up at our fans every night, and I say thank you, and I mean that sincerely. I do, because I've been in some great places between the Angels and Tampa Bay, but honestly, truly, the Wrigley Field experience is unique. Our fan base is unique, and to be able to be considered part of that, I'm very grateful for it.
Joe, you have such a young team here, the core of the team. Is it like the Tampa Bay team when you brought that team to the World Series?
Similar. You know, you had a young BJ on that team. Longo was very young on that team. Zobrist was cutting his teeth on that particular team. Deonner Navarro behind the plate was extremely young. There was a lot of young pitchers, whether it was, Scotty Kazmir, Shields, that whole group. They were young, man. Andy Sonnenstein. There's a lot of young people on that team. So it is. It's very similar in a lot of ways. The way we play is very similar. We don't have the same speed that group had, probably a little bit more power. The pitching is similar, but that team also may have had a little bit more power pitching overall, but it's a really close call. I say the biggest difference, maybe a little bit more power pitching there, a little bit more power hitting here.
What's the challenge of bringing along a young team and evaluating them and getting them through this time of year?
Keeping them fresh mentally, having them process the day properly and understand if things aren't going well, that it's just temporary. Just that they're accountable to their mistakes is really important, that they don't dissemble and try to, place the blame somewhere else. That's really important. They're not going to be perfect, and they know I don't expect perfection. I just expect effort. I talk about them specifically about never permitting the pressure to exceed the pleasure of the moment. And a lot of them have repeated that to me since spring training, so that I know that it struck a chord with a lot of them. So all these things matter. It's primarily today's Tuesday, I think. Let's win Tuesday's game and then move on to Wednesday.
You know, you're such a unique man in baseball, Joe Madden, and you talk beautifully and you have such great concepts. Then you're talking to 21-year-olds and 22-year-olds, and you look in their eyes. Are they comprehending?
Well, I mean, first of all, I'm not much older than that, actually. I mean, I just turned 61 in February, but 61's a new 41, and beyond that, I hope was it Twain that said if I didn't have a memory or a mirror, I'd always think I was 16 years of age.
It's true.
So I look at them and I try to refrain from using words that they really can't understand or don't know yet. But then sometimes I'll pop it out there and just explain what I'm trying to mean, just to try to educate them too. Conversationally, it's easy. I really like my kids a lot. I think we do speak the same language at the end of the day. I understand where they're at. I haven't forgotten what it's like to be 21 or 25. And I think that's important also. I think sometimes as we grow older, we see mistakes being made, and we think we never did that. We never made that mistake, which is absolutely false, or that we never thought that stupid thought. We still have stupid thoughts. So I'm really tolerant and patient of all that if they care and if they work hard.
You bring such a personality to the game, and I think about the road trips and the themes. I remember coming into Oakland and the Elvis Presley themes and leaving tickets and all that stuff. Do you still do that?
Yeah, we have the onesies trip on the way home from movie, playing the Dodgers on Sunday night baseball. So on the way back, I've encouraged onesie pajamas, because it's going to be an overnight plane flight. So everybody's been out getting their jammies for the road trip. I got something planned. I've seen a lot of really cool stuff, so it's going to be fun going back home.
All right, the pitcher hits eighth for you. And interesting, I know Tony La Russa did it. You're steadfast with it, though. Why do you do it in a nutshell?
In a nutshell, because to further Addison Russell's career by hitting him ninth in front of the leadoff hitter. By doing that, you can put a more prolific hitter in the two-hole, knowing that he's going to have people on base for him. And the last point would be that you could hit for your pitcher sooner rather than later in a close game. And then finally, he's only the 8-hole hitter one time, the first time through.
Assess this National League Central. I look at the numbers. I haven't seen this in a long time. The home records and also playing against the West.
It's pretty impressive. Pretty evenly set up. I mean, even from the beginning when we played the Cardinals, what sets them apart is their pitching. Their pitching is outstanding. Pittsburgh has a lot of balance. They do a lot of things well, pitching and hitting. They got some power arms in the bullpen. I thought from the beginning that they just out-experienced us. That was the biggest difference between them and us. I thought physically we could catch up at some point. So we've kind of doing that right now. Our goal is to win the division. Our goal is not just to get to the playoffs. And I really anticipate this kind of a dogfight the rest of the way.
How you doing on replay?
Not bad. We have some really good guys upstairs. I got kicked out of one game recently only because I thought I was totally wrong about what the replay was all about. So I was arguing something entirely different, even though you can't argue it. Other than that, I think it's good. It's good for the game. It really does help set the record straight in a lot of situations. I think it hasn't been oppressively slow either, so I think it's working.
Pleasure to have you on. Back at AT&T Park, it's been a while.
World Series 2002, I'm kind of digging on that. I remember walking. I used to walk a lot before the game. I'd be walking around there in the outfield, and then the fans would be getting on me a little bit, which I kind of like that too. The Giant fans are definitely into the Giants, and I appreciate that about them. But it was a great series. Seven game series winning down in Anaheim. Great memories of that moment.
Still riding the bike?
Oh yeah. Just Lakeshore in Chicago is awesome. Took it on the road, and the NL Central's got some nice trails, and we play them often, so it's going to work out really well.
It's a pleasure getting on with you and mentioning Peter Ceccarelli. And you know, you're always welcome to be back here in Northern California.
I appreciate it, man. I love it back here, and it's always good to see you. You look great, man.
Thank you.
All right, that's Joe Madden. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.